Greetings once again. Welcome. Bienvenidos.
Hola.
Aloha. Weenihau. Namaste. Konnichiwa. Guten Tag. Bonjour. Half the day. Salam. Shalom. Peace. Now, go vegan. What do we want? Peace. When do we want it? Now. How do we go about getting it? Well, go vegan. Well, from the genetically mutated, from the left coast of the genetically mutated McNugget pharmaceutical vivisection prison industrial complex of the bribocratic corruptocracy of the United States of Listeria. This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Could this radio program be the key to Mideast peace? Well, we've tried everything else. How about trying going vegan? Well, at least a vegan has enough blood still flowing to the brain to ask all sides for a ceasefire. But not our meat-eating misleader, George W. Bush, who, by the way, is showing more and more every day symptoms of the human form of mad cow disease. And I don't just say this because,
I know, and you're going to be the hottest controversial vegan talk show host on the face of the planet.
No, here actually what we have is a policy of don't look, don't find when it comes to mad cow disease in the United States. And looking right here, for example, at vegsource.com, an article adapted from a report by Larry Walker, and gives the website, and it says the U.S. has lagged behind the rest of the world in mad cow testing because the USDA is, it's run by people looking out for the meat industry rather than the public's interest. Quote, despite USDA best efforts to test as few cows as possible, mad cow has been discovered repeatedly in the U.S. herd, end quote. For years, the U.S. Tested only one in 18,000 cows, when Europe was testing one in three, sometimes three of three. Here's another quote from the article. The USDA says it isn't testing for mad cow as a protective measure to the population. They are testing simply to surveil how widespread the problem might be. In other words, they're not testing to prevent infected cows from entering the food chain, as many other countries do. They just want to get an estimate of how many mad cows are likely in the U.S. food chain. The answer from their own testing is now available statistically. There have been at least 777 cows with mad cow disease who probably entered the U.S. food chain since testing began 8 years ago. And, you know, from the same kind of people who gave us Katrina protection, I'm feeling really safe now with the USDA, our Department of Agriculture, and what do you expect? Because this past Wednesday, AP reported that the United States Agriculture Department is reducing testing for mad cow disease. Yes, Secretary Mike Johans says there's little justification for the $1 million a week being spent on about 1,000 tests per day. That's $1 million a week to test 1% of the cow population. 35 million slaughtered last year. Confirmed cases of mad cows in the United States include, in 2003, Washington State cow imported from Canada, Canada, and then last June in a Texas-born cow, and last March in Alabama. So there you have it. If you listen to the archive of this show at GoVeganRadio.com, what was it, a couple of weeks ago when we talked about how the intensity of the mad cow epidemic might be grossly misunderestimated, to use the word of our fearless misleader, that the dormancy period might even last longer and affect many more people. So, what's the reaction? Yes, reduce mad cow testing, huh? If I only had a brain, if I only had a heart. Bush said the S word. Didn't know the microphone was on at the summit meeting there as he was chomping away on his, it looked like rolls and butter, you know, more of the animal fat, preventing the blood flow to the brain there. And our fearless misleader, the commander-in-chief, said the S word. Now, you know, if a broadcaster slipped up and said that that particular S word, the FCC has decided that that's worth a fine of $325,000. So, just to make sure that there's no hint or appearance of any such reference to that particular word uttered by El Presidente, here on Go Vegan with Bob Linden, the family radio show that wants to protect your family even from words like that. So we'll just think of Bush saying the S word this past week as a reference to swine. Yeah, there you go with George W. Bush. Iraq, Iran, Lebanon, Korea, Israel, and at a press conference, all that concerns Bush is the pig he's to be fed by the German chancellor. As Bush gets another question from the press, it's more avoidance. And so he was. His response was, I thought you were going to ask me about the pig. Well, if only the reporter would have followed up. Bush was finally ready to talk about an important subject. The reporter could have asked him, should have asked him, should have followed up. Why, Mr. Bush, at this sensitive time, do you choose to eat a food that offends both Muslims and Jews? Neither. Neither would eat a pig, huh? It's so strange, you know. I mean, with Bush, he says he's against using embryonic stem cells. He's against using embryonic stem cells for research. To do so would be murder. Yet Bush asks for the honor of slicing the pig himself. Mr. Bush, can you recognize a dead body when you see one? What murder really is? Can you recognize it when it's right in front of you? Thou shalt not kill. Do you know what you're eating there? Mr. Bush, do you believe in, if you don't believe in thou shalt not kill, how about you are what you eat? You endorse torture, Mr. Bush, because it is your diet, and pigs are generally tortured. They're confined, often horribly so, in gestation crates that don't allow them any movement. And then when movement finally comes, it's hanging by one leg, moving along a disassembly line, slashed throat, dismemberment, skinning, boiling, often while fully feeling. Gee, horribly unhealthy to eat also. Not showing a lot of brain power there, Mr. Bush, by eating the pig, which is high in saturated fat and cholesterol and dangerous animal protein, subject to pathogens, botulism, trichinosis, listeria. Yes, more violence on Bush's plate. So, you know, I don't expect a solution to Mideast violence from him. You know, just more arms sales. That's what we would get from him. But for the Mideast peace plan, well, I think that we need a new philosophy. Yes, we need a new philosophy, and that is to go vegan. It is the only way to peace in the Middle East in a limited amount of space, where the emphasis must move from competition to cooperation. How will we live together, huh? Forget kosher, forget halal, forget kosher meat and lamb, shish kebab and shawarma and, you know, all that, you know, ridiculous diet of violence anyway. There's no room for such greed in a place of so much need. Now, with a new philosophy, if we were consuming falafel and hummus and baba ganoush and stuffed grape leaves and fattoush and have some olives on the side. You know, come on, get on the peace train. All we're saying is go vegan. Give vegan a chance. Give peace a chance. You know, when a vegan requires 10,000 gallons of water to grow his or her food in a year, and a meat eater 320,000 gallons of water, in the Mideast? Huh? I mean, really. How much kosher beef can you get from an acre in the Mideast? Huh? Maybe 165 pounds? But that acre can give thousands of pounds of potatoes or carrots. You know, tens of thousands of pounds. Or chickpeas, huh? So you can have a new philosophy. 8,500 gallons of water for a pound of beef? When 25 for a pound of wheat? Come on. You know, if there's to be peace, doesn't there have to be sharing? And, you know, wouldn't it be great to end the bloodshed on the battlefield and in the slaughterhouse? I really think it would do wonders. But what do you expect from meat-eating arms dealers, you know, who don't want to cut into profits? They don't want to slice into profits. And since meat does add to violence, and we've had that on the show in the past, how just physically the imbalance of calcium and phosphorus leads to belligerence. Meat itself adds to violence, and there's the attitude of, yeah, bring it on. Bring me a plate of the beheaded. yeah, that's our diet. You know, we're shocked by it in the news, and yet it's our diet, a plate of the beheaded. And, yeah, drop a bomb also, you know. But how dare you consider experimenting on human embryo stem cells? Now that's where we draw the line. That's murder, huh? Mr. Bush, by your own estimates, how many Iraqi civilians have died in your preemptive, never-ending war? You remember Bush said 30,000, more or less. He didn't draw the line there, huh? Yeah. But don't you dare harm one little cell on my stem. Experiment on animals. Yeah. Why not? Millions of animals who have been born, who have feelings, who do suffer. And never mind that you can't even extrapolate the results, that they don't apply, that what happens to a mouse or a monkey doesn't happen to humans, huh? But, I get suspicious when politics are involved, and, you know, the Repub All Cons are now declaring World War III so that they have a chance in the upcoming election when, you know, what's the difference anyway? Votes don't get counted, so why do they have to create a World War III? But we seem to have it now. But I say, follow the money, and could the animal torture lobby be behind Bush's decision to veto stem cell research? Follow the money, my embryo-eating friend. You know, with embryos center stage, and since we are what we eat, and my dear embryonic consumer, today we will look at the embryos we eat. Yes, we will be looking at eggs, looking at their source, which is kind of grotesque if you ask me. But we will be talking with Christine Morrissey of East Bay Animal Advocates, who is campaigning for chickens' rights related to eggs sold at Andronico's and the poor foster children at foster farms. They're not being cared for very well, and an undercover investigation by East Bay Animal Advocates has shown that. So we will be talking to Christine today on Go Vegan with Bob Linden. And let me just ask you, please, to help support this show so that we can be on the air and talk about these subjects and be a voice of compassion for the animals. And believe it or not, free speech is expensive, and we have to buy the airtime each and every week from these radio stations. It costs money even just to get it on the internet and get the program archived, and the expenses involved with the events that we do. We have a veggie queue coming up, which we will talk about a little bit later in the hour. So your help would be greatly appreciated. In fact, I need your help. We're not supported by rich corporations here. You don't hear a spot any commercials from McDevils or Murder King or Wendy's or KFC, you know, Kentucky Fried Chicken or Kills Jr. or Outbreak Steakhouse or Dead Lobster. No, they're usually the ones supporting the meaty. You also don't hear commercials from the pharmaceutical companies, huh? Well, that's because only vegan and cruelty-free products can be advertised here, and they test on animals, and then they find they have to take all of the all of the pharmaceuticals off the market because they tested them on animals and they don't get the same results on people. Anyway, so you can donate online at goveganradio.com or you can make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio and mail it to P.O. Box 40246, San Diego 92164. All the information is at the website, goveganradio.com, where the show is archived, where we podcast, and I certainly appreciate your support. So please help us out, and Christine Morrissey coming up with East Bay Animal Advocates today on Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
Peace train sounding louder. Ride on the peace train. Come on, the peace train. It's peace train, holy rollers. Everyone jump up on the peace train. Come on, the peace train. Get your bags together. Go bring your good friends too. Cause it's getting nearer. It soon will be with you. Come and join the living. It's not so far from you. And it's getting nearer. Soon it will all be true. Oh, peace train sounding louder.
I'm always talking about how delicious Veganaise is. No vegan kitchen should be without it. It dresses up even the simplest foods, like my favorite sandwich, avocado, tomato, and Veganaise. Or is it mashed up chickpeas, celery, onions, and Veganaise? Or a tofu burger with Veganaise? Oh, I do know I love it on baked or steamed yams. Well, you think you'd read about Veganaise in a cookbook, it winning the American Tasting Institute Award? So I was surprised to see Veganaise in a book about stroke prevention. Yet, there it is, page 194, in Stroke Free for Life by David Webers, M.D., Chair, Cerebrovascular Diseases, and Director, Stroke Research Center, Mayo Clinic. And who would know better about a Mayo alternative? Try Veganaise, now in organic. Available at Follow Your Heart, Canoga Park, California, and natural food stores everywhere.
Also from Follow Your Heart, stop giving your family the bird. No, no chicken for your family. Give your family chicken-free chicken. And if dairy is scary, you don't have to feed your family that anymore, but you also don't have to want for any of the comfort foods, because with vegan gourmet cheese alternatives, you can have nachos and enchiladas and pizza. Yes, they melt. Vegan gourmet cheese alternatives. Follow Your Heart also has organic salad dressings, and they are delicious, organic, and the vegan ones are creamy miso ginger, balsamic vinaigrette, and Italian vinaigrette.
M-E-A-T-S-T-I-N-K-S. Meat stinks.
That it does, and I wouldn't eat it, especially now when you have the opportunity to enjoy new tofurkey franks and tofurkey chipotle franks, made with a blend of organic tofu with a meaty texture and rich flavor. Tofurkey franks and tofurkey chipotle franks are perfect on the grill and on the bun. Other veggie dogs have a beefy flavor. Well, tofurkey franks have a great meaty wiener taste on top of a turkey-like flavor base. Tofurkey chipotle franks with zesty, smoky chipotle peppers won the 2006 Veggie Award from Veg News for Best New Vegetarian Product at Expo West. New tofurkey franks, tofurkey chipotle franks, and look for new tofurkey breakfast links from Turtle Island Foods, now 100% powered by wind energy. And by the way, with tofurkey franks, which were 3 years in the making, with organic tofu and expeller-pressed non-hexane extracted soy protein isolates and concentrates. More expensive. It's a more expensive process, but better for the environment. Hexane is a chemical solvent from crude oil used in the extraction of oil from vegetables. Over 90% of soybean extraction uses hexane, which is a toxic air contaminant greenhouse gas used in glue and as a cleaning agent, but not in tofurkey franks.
Meat cuts life short. I don't want my life cut short or the animals.
That is for sure. Now, is your omega-3 a little fishy? Well, too bad if it is, because then you're actually depleting the oceans of marine life and fish, and fish oils often contain mercury and heavy metals and PCBs and other toxins that accumulate in marine environments. But now you can benefit from the original vegan omega-3 DHA supplement, Omega Zen 3 from Nutru. And I recommend you you go to the archive and listen to the show. What was it, at the end of May that we had with Jim Donovan of Nutru, a wonderful company with products developed with our kinds of values: ethical treatment of animals, utilization of sustainable plant sources, a vegan lifestyle, and a desire to save the fish. Yes, we are depleting the oceans for our desire for fish oils, huh? And, what is DHA? It's a long-chain omega-3 fatty acid, considered a critical nutrient, one of the main components of the brain required for functioning of all neural systems, including vision. And in studies, low levels of DHA have been found in persons with heart disease, high blood pressure, cancer, Alzheimer's, depression, ADD, insomnia, stress, hyperactivity, dyslexia. Yet with DHA supplementation, these conditions seem to improve. So you want to get your vegan source from Omega Zen 3 from Nutru, available at all Southern California Whole Foods markets. You can go to the website, Nutru, N-U-T-R-U.com, and you can also order online if you so desire, if you're not near a Southern California Whole Foods. But Omega Zen 3 has been evaluated by the Environmental Defense Organization's Oceans Program as a best choice product, with the test results showing no mercury, PCBs, dioxins, or other similar contaminants. So that's what you want. You want Omega Zen 3 from Nutru, available at Whole Foods.
Now I've been happy lately, thinking about the good things to come. And I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, I've been smiling lately, dreaming about the world at one. And I believe it could be someday it's going to come.
This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
From their eyes, the peace train, or peace train, take this country. Come take me home again.
And as we see, the only way to attain peace is to go vegan. So we might as well all start practicing right now. I don't know why people would still eat eggs, considering they are embryos, considering their source. But people do. And there are the cruel ways of consuming, and less so. Christine Morrissey is with East Bay Animal Advocates. She's been on the program before. And welcome, Christine. How are you today?
Good. How are you doing, Bob?
Excellent. Wonderful.
Thanks for having me on.
It's a pleasure to have you on, and thank you for taking time from your very busy activist schedule. You're always doing something on behalf of the animals.
Hey, well, you gotta stay out of trouble somehow, right?
Well, that doesn't keep me out of trouble. I don't know. So, yes, you have a problem with Entronico's markets, and have just had a week of action. And tell us about what's the problem there.
Well, we have just stepped up our campaign against Entronico's markets, which is a high-end grocery chain in the San Francisco Bay Area. We launched our campaign about 4.5 months ago, and the campaign is focused around getting Andronikos to stop selling eggs from battery-caged hens. Believe it or not, this market, Andronikos, markets itself as committed to being having the best animal husbandry practices in the industry, and
so
having
that's
a
just the
great
animal
commitment. What's that?
Oh, I'm sorry. They say they have the best animal husbandry, but I guess they don't have the best animal wifery or something. Then.
Right.
Not the
kind
female,
of an outdated term.
Not the female. You know, the females are in the cages. The husbands are discarded.
Hey, when this situation that makes sense of what they're saying.
Yeah.
You know, they're discriminating the women.
I'm sorry. Well, that's it. You know, I often look at, you know, the situation with eggs and dairy and say anybody who's interested in female exploitation immediately shouldn't be having dairy or eggs. You know, it seems
totally.
To be, yeah, that association. But I'm sorry, I interrupted with a cheap joke, I think, maybe. But
hey, well, it's fitting.
Yeah.
I'm glad you pointed it out.
Yeah.
So this company has, you know, has a huge commitment to providing for humane business practices. But what the heck are they doing selling battery-caged eggs? About 50% of their eggs in their stores come from confined hens. So last February, we launched a campaign after we did an investigation of their retailer, of their supplier, I should say, New Cal Foods, which is the largest Northern California egg producer. And what we found at their growing facilities where they produced was immense confinement of the hens. So we delivered this information to Andronikos. 4.5 months later, we haven't got a single response from the company. So in the last couple of weeks, we've really stepped up our game. We launched a website against them called AndronikosAbuse.com. And like you said, this past week we had a huge series of events in the Bay Area letting customers at Andronikos know that basically Andronikos supports animal cruelty by selling these types of eggs.
Well, it's amazing that there's been no response.
Yeah, absolutely. And you would think a 10-chain grocery store would have, you know, time to send us a letter, even if it was, you know, a shrug-off letter. But not a single response to any of our letters, our calls, our emails. We've just been completely stonewalled.
Mm. Now, what is the picture of confinement that you saw there? What does that mean?
Well, the place that we went to, New Cal Foods, the hens were housed in very large warehouse buildings, and they had several rows of cages, multi-tiered, and in each cage there was approximately 6 to 10 hens housed in each cage. So within structure, it's obvious that each hen could not spread her wings, move around comfortably, engage in any natural behaviors. They just had to live a life surrounded by wire. Hens commonly kept in those conditions for their entire lives, which is about 17, 18 months.
Well, that's very sad indeed. And then don't their feet grow around the wire cages also?
Yeah, as time goes on and they grow into those cages, weird things like that happens, like their claws go around the wire, their wings get caught in the wiring. Animals commonly peck at each other because they're, you know, frustrated with their living conditions, and oftentimes that results in death.
Isn't that why their beaks are cut off near birth? Because they peck at each other in the cages.
Right. When they're in that tight of living conditions, they do peck at each other, but it persists whether they have a beak or not. It's just, you know, it's inevitable that there's going to be a high rate of death because of the intense confinement in those situations.
Mm-hmm. So there are talk about some of the definitions related to eggs and chickens, and people toss around terms like cage free or free range, or define some of that for us, and what goes onto the shelves when people are picking up a carton of embryos.
Sure, no problem. I guess we can start with cage free. That term or phrase means that a hen is housed in a wire cage. commonly that means then that the hen, with the rest of her flock, is kept in a warehouse-type building, but they have free movement on the floor of the building. So there's no cages. There's places for hens to perch and engage in more natural behaviors. It's not an ideal situation, but it's a heck of a lot better than living your entire life in a small wire cage.
Mm-hmm. But they are in a building then?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's similar to what, say, a chicken raised for meat would live
mm-hmm.
in that type of environment.
Right. Okay.
So they would be, you know, just free range within the building.
So
with the term free range as a second one, that means by USDA standards that a bird must have some sort of access to the outdoors. But the amount of time an animal spends outdoors is not regulated. There just has to be some sort of opening in the housing structure of an egg facility for hens to go outside, which is also better than living in a battery cage, but also, on the other hand, ideal either.
So it could be a few feet of concrete that a hen can go outside for a few minutes, and then that's considered free range.
It could be, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, because I think sometimes people in their minds, when they hear free range, would think, you know, the more idyllic farm, you know, the being outside and the outdoors, wandering at will. But free range is still pretty confining.
Yeah, in many ways, free range operations are very confining. Our organization has documented conditions at Free Range Turkey Farm, and what we found there really was that, you know, it wasn't a heck of a lot different than, say, a non-free-range turkey farm.
Mm-hmm.
But there was some differences, more room, more access to outdoors. So our campaign, really, with Andronics is focusing on just getting battery cages out of the market, getting so that customers don't even have the option of choosing a particular type of practice.
Now, other markets, other markets have adopted the cage-free eggs.
Yeah, that's a good point. Whole Foods Market, Wild Oat Market, and the private label of Trader Joe's eggs are exclusively cage-free at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And up in the, you know, in the Bay Area, there's a huge competition for natural foods and high-end grocery shopping. And pretty much if Andronico's wants to stay competitive with Whole Foods and Trader Joe's, they're going to need to adopt this policy.
Mm. You sure you have the right mailing address for Andronico's?
We know exactly where they are.
Well, it's so unusual that there not be a response, and now the actions you're taking at the stores, educating consumers, and you had the national call-in day this past Friday. And,
yep.
What else is coming up in your campaign?
Well, I mean, we're going to be continuing to be out educating consumers on a weekly basis. We've got some plans to have some, you know, wonderful media stories cover our campaign. And we've got a couple other tricks up our sleeve to get the notice of Andronico's.
Mm-hmm.
So they can't ignore what we're pushing for. Basically, we're not going to be going away until we get what we want.
No, you seem to be persistent, Christine.
Yeah, I mean, it's what you got to do. And in the next couple of months, if you know we don't answer, we're going to be taking some more increased actions to get what we want. All, of course, you know, very persuasive and polite tactics, but mm-hmm. certain things where they're not going to be able to ignore us and ignore the plight of chickens in cages.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we're talking to Christine Morrissey of East Bay Animal Advocates. That website is eastbayanimaladvocates.org. And the new website in the campaign against Andronicos is andronicosabuse.com. Now, I recall for many years there were TV commercials running with, I believe it was two chickens in a car, and I believe they were chickens who were trying to escape because they wanted to be foster farm chickens. And, you know, in my meat days, D-A-Z-E, I actually believe that animals thought that it was their place to be food, that they would voluntarily jump into a frying pan and know that that's their purpose. And so the commercial for the two chickens who wanted to be foster farms chickens seemed to make sense for me. But I think you feel that those chickens wouldn't be happy being foster farms chickens.
Well, you're absolutely right about that. It's called the miracle of paid advertising. it's a miracle that big corporations can do and how persuasive they can be.
To make us eat that stuff, huh? Everything they sell, isn't it amazing? But they always have a clown or a toy, but they never concentrate on exactly what you're eating and its source. You know?
The way the chickens in those commercials are portrayed are pretty much diametrically opposed to what really is happening at the grow-out facilities and the slaughterhouses run by foster farms. I remember reading a few months ago that currently foster farms has a marketing budget of over $11 million annually. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of money.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you really got to weigh in. How much money is really being spent on developing more positive animal welfare improvements with such a huge marketing budget on one side? And what we found at Foster Farms is that not a lot of money is really being spent on making improvements for chickens and turkeys at their facilities out in the Central Valley. With our undercover investigation that we did last year, we found just incredibly alarming issues at the places where these chickens at Foster Farms were growing. Chickens that couldn't walk, animals dying of sudden heart attacks, animals, you know, left without any kind of veterinary care at all, which are all violations the state cruelty codes, and nothing was being done. So we, after we finished our investigation, we brought this forward to the public and published our findings on our infamous fosterfacts.net, which really, over several months, caught the attention of Foster Farms, the big executives over there, and in fact, they threatened to sue East Bay Animal Advocates because they thought we were defaming their company, but in reality we were just putting the facts out there. We were fostering facts, as the web domain reads.
What's the website again for Foster Farms?
It's fosterfacts.net.
Fosterfacts.net. Okay. What differences were there between Foster Farms and NewCal? Were there similar conditions, or...
Well, since NewCal does eggs and Foster Farms does meat, there's some differences in the way animals are raised in each industry. But at Foster Farms, the standard operating practice, chicken production in their company is, say, in one building, over 33,000 chickens are raised in a single building.
Wow.
And, you know, they're hatched. And their typical lifespan from being a hatchling to reaching market weight is about 45 to 50 days. So you see a small little fuzzy chick on day one. By day 45, you have this huge monstrous chicken that, you know, you wouldn't even believe came, you know, and grew that fast.
Genetically altered to grow that fast. And
absolutely.
They become so big, their legs can't support them. And you talk about heart attacks, their hearts can't support them either because they grow so unnaturally big.
Yeah, I mean, you nailed that one right on the head. I mean, their bodies can't keep up with the rapid development that they're undergoing. Death is so prevalent on these farms out in the Central Valley. Mm. And in addition to the deformities of their body, the confinement creates a breeding ground for sickness, like bird flu.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're kept in these buildings, and the buildings are not cleaned for that 45-day period as they grow. So the accumulation of fecal waste is present, mm-hmm. and it creates an enormous problem related to the lung health of chickens. When our investigators went out into the field and documented what it was like to live on these farms for these birds, we saw many, many birds suffering from respiratory ailments, and many on the verge of death. So it's funny nowadays, you know, the U.S. poultry industry, which is the largest poultry industry in the world, is saying that we are, you know, doing everything to make sure the bird flu doesn't come to the United States. We're soundproof. Nothing's going to happen here. But the bottom line is that it is going to come here. It's just a matter of time. And where there's been other cases of the avian flu around the world as of late, they've all popped up at factory farms.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an issue related to small-scale farming. It's a commercial production issue. So when the bird flu arrives in whatever form here in the United States, it's probably going to be turning up in a place maybe like Foster Farms or New Farms or Tyson. It's a really, really scary thought.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a scary thought to consume such products of death that go through such filth, and they all go get a dip in the same tank, so they all get a bit of salmonella, right?
I mean, that's
right. I think it's 100% on that one. So, you know, and chicken somehow has attained the status of health food, and I don't know why that would be. And certainly when you grill chicken, it produces the most heterocyclic amines, which is a carcinogen off the grill, and why would somebody eat something that comes with a warning label, like if it touches a countertop or a knife, you have to sterilize it. So why would you let it pass your lips? And especially with the grim picture that you paint of the filthy conditions and the sick birds with the ammonia and you know, how appetizing is that? Well, I guess if we buy advertising and change the picture around, then people will swallow it.
Yeah, I mean, if the animals had more money on their side, it would be a different story. But as long as, you know, these big poultry companies and big supermarkets, you know, continue their advertising, you know, there's going to be continually misled consumers out there. But, you know, we're doing our best on a grassroots level to fight back and get the truth out there. If that means, you know, being out at a supermarket 5 days in a row or campaigning until your feet hurt or your hair is falling out, you know, that's what we're going to be doing.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing is, and when I get frustrated with what I do, which is it's very often very frustrating to try to raise the money to pay the radio stations, and it drives me crazy sometimes. But then I think, you know, any one of the chickens in at a Foster Farms, you know, facility would trade places with me in a second, and they need our help. So what can we do but try to help them out?
Yeah, you just got to keep on trucking.
Yeah, well, you're doing a great job, Christine. We have maybe another minute. I just want to make sure that if we missed anything or anything you want to impart to the listeners or...
Well, I mean, just the number one thing for listeners out there is check out our two campaign websites. These are very important issues to be covering here in California. Chicken production is huge. So check out veronicasabuse.com and fosterfacts.net and get involved in these campaigns, whether you live in the Bay Area or you live in L.A. The chickens need your help, and, you know, we need to get out there and continue this fight.
Thanks so much for doing it, Christine. You're a hero.
Thank you, Bob. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks. It was great having you here. That was Christine Morrissey of East Bay Animal Advocates, and their website is eastbayanimaladvocates.org. I guess it is my turn to continue. Did you know that now you can run on solar power, too? With Sunshine Burgers. Yes, since 1983. Now it's your turn to discover the delicious simplicity of organic vegan ingredients with protein-packed Sunshine Burgers. Protein from the sunflower, energy from the sun. Sunshine Burgers, simply delicious from simple ingredients like the original certified organic ground raw sunflower seeds, brown rice, carrots, herbs, and sea salt. That's it. That's all. And it's delicious. Or try the organic, zesty Southwestern Sunshine Burger with ground raw sunflower seeds, brown rice, carrots, black beans, bell peppers, cilantro, garlic, jalapeno, cumin seeds, onion, and sea salt. Magnifico! And look for Sunshine Burgers in the frozen food section of your natural foods market, where you'll also find the barbecue Sunshine Burger with natural smoke flavor. It's great on the grill. You don't have to cook it too long. These are pre-cooked. No soy, no wheat, gluten-free Sunshine Burgers, protein from the sunflower kernel, which is also rich in fiber and potassium and iron and vitamin E. It's the gourmet burger since 1983, oven-baked, pre-cooked, heat and serve, and then you are solar-powered, too. Visit sunshineburger.com. Better yet, the frozen food section of your natural foods market.
Oh, no, you're going to give the people animal burgers.
And why would they do that when there are Sunshine Burgers? Weren't they listening? Oh, those people, those people. Well, there's an interesting book out on the scene. A lot of people are talking about it. It's from Kim Sheridan. It's called Animals and the Afterlife. So much so that it is the Forward Magazine Book of the Year Award winner, the long-awaited book, Animals in the Afterlife. Kim Sheridan, now available in bookstores throughout the United States, the UK, Canada, Australia, and South Africa. Celebrity Magazine says it's a must-read masterpiece. Yes, Animals and the Afterlife. The website is animalsandtheafterlife.com. Gretchen Weiler of the Genesis Award said, "This uplifting book is a real page-turner. Kim's unique life experiences and compassion make this book a tremendously healing gift." Alan M. Schoen, MS, DVM, author of Love, Miracles, and Animal Healing and Kindred Spirits, said, "Kim has combined an amazing amount of information from stories, quotes, and perspectives to thought-provoking theories on a fascinating and controversial subject. Her courage, persistence, and talent shine beautifully throughout the book. If you've ever wondered about this subject, this book is a must-read. It touches your heart and stimulates your mind. Read and enjoy." Again, the book is Animals and the Afterlife, and the website is animalsandtheafterlife.com.
Please make donations to this show to help make it a better world. Click donate at goveganradio.com.
The mouths of babes. Okay, also a wonderful Chinese restaurant in Southern California that you need to visit is Vegetable Delight. You can head over for lunch today. That's right, Vegetable Delight, which used to open at 4 p.m. on the weekends, now is open for lunch. Yes, open every day, 11:30 a.m. to 9:30 p.m., except for Mondays. So you can have lunch at Vegetable Delight. There are weekday lunch specials also. And a wonderful menu there at Vegetable Delight, 17823 Chatsworth Street, near Zelza, near White Oak, in Granada Hills, in the San Fernando Valley. You know, over the centuries, Buddhist monks have perfected the vegetarian replication of meaty tastes and textures, and an L.A. Times review praises the culinary accomplishments of Vegetable Delight in Granada Hills. And, you know, I go there. I enjoy sweet and sour pork, fish and brown sauce, and veggie lamb. And all vegan. Wonderful, huh? So check it out. If you love Chinese food, go to the place where you'll enjoy your vegan alternatives. It's Vegetable Delight, 17823 Chatsworth Street. And again, the phone number, 818-360-3997. I didn't do the events calendar, did I? I must do it now. That is what my sheet tells me. Oh, and by the way, yes, you can also make a donation to Last Chance for Animals, LCA. You know, Last Chance for Animals for the wonderful documentary, Dealing Dogs, that was on HBO. Chris DeRose, a hero in the animal rights movement. Well, LCA right now has 6 investigators in the field. It's quite expensive. LCA involved with investigations and legislation and education. It's all costly, and LCA needs your help. You can make a donation and specify that the donation was motivated by Go Vegan with Bob Linden, and Go Vegan Radio will also get part of that donation. So we share the wealth. You can donate online at lcanimal.org. Please make sure that you say that your donation is motivated by Go Vegan Radio. You can also send a check made payable to Last Chance for Animals. Send it to 8033 Sunset Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90046. 8033 Sunset Boulevard, LA, CA, 90046. Oh, today is the last day in L.A. at the Staples Center for performances of The Cruelest Show on Earth. Ringling Brothers, get out of town. Go back to the dark ages from whence you come with your animal cruelty act. Now illegal in so many municipalities across the United States. Anyway, you can you have one more chance to protest. That's this evening at 6 at the Staples Center. And then you can go to the Ringling Brothers website and see where The Cruelest Show on Earth travels next around Southern California, you know, Arrowhead Pond and San Diego and, gosh, all the places where I have been arrested protesting the circus, huh? And then the next year in all of those places, we were actually allowed by the ticket booth to pass information to the patrons of The Cruelest Show on Earth. Well, let's see. This coming Saturday, July 29th, you can protest cruelty at Kentucky Fried Sicken, noon to 1 p.m. at the KFC at 2101 Lombard Street in San Francisco. Remember, when it comes to KFC, the only thing missing is you. I think I'm playing a letter jumble game there, you know, like from Soul Train. With KFC, the only thing missing is you. Well, play the game yourself. Don't tell me the results, okay? Coming up on Wednesday, which is July 26th, 8:30 a.m. at the San Francisco City Hall, room 416, the Recreations and Parks Department is holding a hearing on a bold and progressive plan to preserve San Francisco's significant natural resources areas. This protects habitat for wildlife and calls for the planting of 4,000 indigenous species trees. And you're encouraged to speak in support of the plan. And for more information on it, you can email Christine, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E, at animalattorney.com. Christine at animalattorney.com. If you have a donation to make, an in-kind donation, we would certainly appreciate if you had a card to donate. Get in touch with me, Bob at GoVeganRadio.com or 818-623-6477. A car, a truck, a plane, a van, a boat, you name it, computer equipment, stock, real estate. We can accept it and we can help make this show go and grow. The Animal Rights 2006 National Conference is August 10th through the 14th at the Hilton Mark Center in the D.C. area, actually across the way in Virginia there, with 100 sessions covering everything from reports on Katrina and Katrina rescue and well defense and the Shaq trial. And newcomers are welcome. You can network, maybe find a job. There's the awards banquet. Many notable speakers. You can go to ar2006.org or farmusa.org. And there's a discount through the end of July. Also, if you mention Go Vegan Radio, you get another $20 off the price. Such a deal from Go Vegan Radio for Animal Rights 2006 coming up. Dr. Gabriel Cousins is coming up. He's going to be the guest on next week's show, Go Vegan with Bob Linden. He's going to be in Southern California at the Agape International Spiritual Center Friday, August 11th, 7:30 p.m. Religious ceremony, Jewish religious ceremony there at 5700 Buckingham Parkway in Los Angeles. And that is free on that Friday evening. A donation is appreciated, though. Then on Saturday, August 12th, Dr. Cousins will be at the Agape Spiritual Center with a talk, Q&A, and meditation with the central theme, Spiritual Nutrition for Awakening to Liberation. And that will be from 1:30 in the afternoon to 4:30 in the afternoon, $25. And that's 5700 Buckingham Parkway, Los Angeles. You can go to agape.com, I think it's /special event, although on the treeoflife.nu website, it had like a hyphen special event. I don't know. Don't know about that. You can go to treeoflife.nu or agapelive.com for information on that. Also, Dr. Cousins will be in a retreat near Portland August 30th and 31st. And Dr. Cousins, the MD, diplomat in holistic medicine and Ayurveda and founder of the Tree of Life Foundation, and with his book, Spiritual Nutrition and Conscious Eating and Rainbow Green Life Food Cuisine and Depression Free for Life, a doctor, a lecturer, peace activist, community mental health pioneer. He has a video treating diabetes in 30 days. It was rawfor30days.com with great results treating diabetes on a raw vegan diet for 30 days. Very interesting person. It'll be great to have him on next week. And again, he's on his way to the Southern California area. Go to treeoflife.nu and go to the calendar section there. Now, it would be very cool. It would be so cool seeing you at the, pick up the music again, Leo? Either that one again or Pan Jazz number 9. Would be so cool seeing you at the summer's hottest music, food, fun event. The Venice Sizzlin' Summer Veggie Q. Yes, it's Sunday, August 20th, 1:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. at the Venice United Methodist Church. Venice Peace and Justice Center. That's at 1020 Victoria Avenue, which basically is at Lincoln Boulevard, just north of Venice Boulevard, on the north side of the street. All the grilling with none of the killing, 100% vegan menu, sizzling off grills that have never touched meat, so you don't have to worry about that. In fact, you're going to love it. Tofurkey Franks and Tofurkey Chipotle Franks. Right off the grill. Sunshine Burgers, right off the grill. Original and Southwestern and barbecue Sunshine Burgers. On vegan hot dog rolls and hamburger buns from Rudy's Organic Bakery. We'll have potato salad and chicken nuggets. Chicken nuggets, of course, in quotation marks. It's all vegan. From Truly Vegan Restaurant in Hollywood. We'll have raw organic salad, raw organic dressing. Delicious organic smoothies from Whole Soy and more. So we'll update you on the menu and everything going on. You can go to goveganradio.com for information on that. So come on out, enjoy the food, and don't worry, don't worry about eating. You'll work it all off when you see the music that we have planned for you. Prepare to be amazed. I was, I'm a jaded radio program director who has listened to a lot of music over the years. I haven't been this excited about music in many, many years, but I learned of Sun Jarocho music One evening when I was participating in the vigil to save the South Central Farm, San Jarocho has its roots in slave music out of Veracruz, Mexico. All I can say is you will be dancing. You will be dancing. You will be singing. This is a rare musical experience. And when you see the group Son del Centro, you'll know exactly what I mean. This is worth the price of admission alone, much less the price of admission including food. And the price of admission does include food. Anyway, coming in at the door? Yes, what? Come, talk to me. Time? We're running out of time? I thought you said we were 5 minutes fast. Oh, no, we're running out of time. Okay, so it's $20 at the door. You can pay in advance, $15 in advance at meetfreeamerica@yahoo.com, at PayPal. Okay, so come on out. You'll love the food. You'll love the music. Sunday, August 20th, 1:30 to 6:30. Leo, I thought you said we were 5 minutes. No, I looked at the clock. I thought I had more time. Okay, well, hopefully you're showing up for the Veggie Queue. Laurie Bowston will be there. Kenneth G. Williams, vegan bodybuilder. We just hope to see you. The show is over. We're done. Okay.